Hey, Deerbrook Emergency Hospital chart review, date of review 9/13, doctor being reviewed, Al Gilani. Today is 9/14. First patient, DP, 27-year-old with pharyngitis. Swab test negative, diagnosed with pharyngitis, treated with amoxil, mailbox full. Next patient, SW, 41-year-old with body ache, positive strep, treated with Rocephin only, complains that she's still sick and wish she had some antibiotics, nevertheless had a good experience. Next patient, EF, 30-year-old with COVID exposure, URI symptoms, treated with amoxil, happy with the care received, swab test negative. Next patient, BB, 3-year-old with COVID exposure, positive strep. Treated with amoxil, doing a little bit better today. Mom was happy. Next patient, AW, 4-year-old with COVID exposure, positive strep, treated with amoxil. Left message for mom to call back. Next patient, UC, 39-year-old male with flu-like symptoms and feeling dizzy. UA, CBC, CMP, urine, tox screen, EKG, all within normal limits, treated for URI with the Keflex, left message for patient to call back. Next patient, TT, 51-year-old with dizziness, abdominal pain, blood sugar level is high, blood work was within normal limits. Those were her complaints. Blood work was within normal limits. TBC, CMP, UA, UDS, CT of the abdomen, negative except for constipation, given Nexium for gastritis, medication for constipation, had a bowel movement. Doing better. She wishes Dr. Al Gilani would explain things better to her, in quotation. Nevertheless, she was happy. Next patient is KG, 37-year-old gentleman, status post fall. CT of the lumbar spine was negative, treated with Toradol in the ER, sent home with Flexeril, still in pain. Consider Flexeril with an anti-inflammatory in the future. Next patient, AJ, he was okay with the care, he said. AJ, 26-year-old with pelvic pain, just finished the course of Bactrim DS for UTI. Urinalysis negative. Was given Peridium. Still having pelvic pain, fullness, and burning with urination. Consider fungal infection after 8 days of antibiotic. Consider imaging. Patient is going to see her PCP for further testing. She thought the doctor didn't really care too much about her problems, in quotation. Next patient is IR, 10-year-old child with rash on hands and feet, diagnosed with fifth disease, treated with Benadryl. No fever, appeared stable. Mom was happy with the care received. Next patient, BT, 48-year-old with swelling and pain in both legs, lower abdominal pain, pelvic pain, vaginal bleed. Dr. A did a CBC, CMP, urinalysis, and a D-dimer. The D-dimer was 622, never addressed. Patient very upset that the doctor never came close to me. He never touched me. He didn't want to work that day, both her and her husband said to each other, in quotation. Never addressed the pain in the legs, never addressed the swelling, never gave her any medication. She'll never go back to Deerbrook, and she's too pissed off, her words, to go to an emergency room. She's going to go see her doctor. Period. Please make sure the elevated D-dimer is addressed. And other patients have complained about vaginal bleeding and no treatment for vaginal bleeding. Please consider either birth control pills, Provera, or Lestida, which is a non-hormonal treatment for vaginal bleeding till they get a chance to see their PCP. Next patient, CB, 17-year-old Elbow trauma, x-ray negative. Mom was happy with the care, doing okay today. Next patient, PP, 36-year-old woman with heavy bleeding, lightheadedness, CBC, CMP, TSH, UA, pregnancy test negative, diagnosed with anemia, dysfunctional uterine bleeding, was given no meds. Again, very upset. I'm still bleeding. He didn't do a damn thing for me, in quotation. I will never go back to that hospital, is what the patient responded on their phone call to when I called them. When they called me back, actually, because they didn't answer the phone, just to vent regarding their frustration with the visit last night at 7 p.m. New paragraph. Once again, please, please consider some sort of treatment for women with vaginal bleeding after pregnancy has been ruled out, as was described above. Also may consider imaging in face of heavy bleeding, as this person was very upset about, since no imaging was done either. Next, H&H was within normal, was slightly down, but not, patient's H&H was slightly down, but not critically low. Also consider iron tablets. Nah, don't put that down, period. Next patient, KS, 30-year-old with right foot pain. No x-rays were done, no trauma reported. Dr. A says, the big toe is warm to touch. His diagnosis was osteoarthritis in a 30-year-old. This is definitely looks like gout to me. But no x-rays were done, no uric acid level was checked. Patient was sent home with uric acid. I wasn't able to get hold of the patient or the emergency contact in the chart. Left message. Next patient is AM, 14-year-old with cough, congestion, flu-like symptoms. Swab test negative. Patient diagnosed with URI, no treatment given. Mom was upset. The doctor didn't even touch my child. He's still sick today. Next patient. DP, 36-year-old woman complaining of condom stuck in her vaginal area after intercourse. No condom was found, but patient was treated with Rocephin and Doxy for STD. Her phone is turned off today. Thank you.